You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
You found the Taxi Stand Hour. On Radio TFI.
And now, here with a special Christmas message, the immortal Elvis.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. This here is the King. I know I haven't been around much for a while, but I want y'all to know that up here in rock and roll heaven, I'll be thinking of you this Christmas. And I'd like to give y'all a special Christmas message. A message of peace. Like, how about a little piece of that pie going by? Thank you. Thank you very much. Like I was saying, Christmas is a time of hope, a time of joy, a time for loving. And I sure would love a big slice of that pizza you got there. Thank you. Thank you very much. No worry about that. Oh yeah, Christmas. Now Christmas to me means family. And family means friends. And friends means getting together. And getting together means eating. Oh, pass me that drumstick, would you please? Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I just want to say to you right now, you know, I may be a big star, maybe too big. But ain't nobody so big you can't reach out a helping hand. A helping hand. Would you hand me a helping of those mashed potatoes over there, would you please? Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, like I was saying, ain't nobody so big you can't stoop to help a friend in need over the holiday season. Now, speaking of season, you want to pass me that salt shaker when you get the chance? Thank you. Yeah, just unscrew the cover, that's right. Thank you. Thank you very much. So this Christmas, why don't y'all take a tip from old Elvis? Now, leave those steak tips right where they are, you know what I mean? No, I appreciate it. Thank you. I want you to remember, we're all part of God's great big family. And you know God made man unto his own image. And look in the mirror, I'd have to say God must be a big, big son of a gun, you know what I mean? I think you do. But I especially want y'all to remember this one last thing. When you're all at home this Christmas, stringing that popcorn up on the tree, save a big, big bowl for the King. Extra butter, know what I mean? Well, thank you, dear. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mullah baby, the Donny boy and Putin collude. How rude. Say you're taking him down. Mullah baby, please get him out of office tonight. Mullah baby, I really cannot take one more week of tweets. I'm not kidding around, Mullah baby. Just hurry up and friggin' indict. Gather up your evidence. Hey, see if you can nail him on the monument. Prove he's committed a grave offense. Oh, and while you're at it, get Mike Pence. Who's he kidding? Mullah honey, please get the present orange jumpsuit. How cute. We all know it's his color, Mullah baby. Please tell me that the end is in sight. Oh, hey! How about Sessions? He said that he had nothing to hide, then lied. Just like the Junior and Flynn and all the others. So hurry up and lock them up tight. Like, I don't mean to be too forward here, but Mullah sugar, if you let him obstruct, we're f***ed. Don't wanna see you get fired, Mullah baby. So let's have some rest tonight. Wouldn't that be awesome? This president is killing me. Get him out of office before World War III. I really do believe it's true. Without the Russians, we'd have Hillary. Mullah baby, America is counting on you. It's true, because, see, if you don't solve this for us, we're gonna have to flip 2 Senate seats, 24 House seats, show up at the polls, register friends, rally around good candidates, even if they're not perfect. Impeachment would just be a whole lot easier. So hurry up and friggin' indict. Oh, and hey, happy holidays to you.
Good morning. That was a wonderful way to wake up. It is indeed Saturday, December 23rd, 2017. Happy Festivus, everybody. Festivus, for those of you who don't know, is a secular holiday celebrated on December 23rd as an alternative to the pressures and commercialization of the Christmas season. So happy Festivus for the rest of us. And over there in the other side of the world in beautiful, warm Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Mr. Ed Van Ness. Good morning, sir.
Heidi-ho and a ho-ho-ho and a Merry Christmas to all and a Happy Festivus. I am personally looking forward to the airing of grievances, which is, of course, as we all know, one of the mainstays of Festivus, along with the gathering around the Festivus pole and feats of strength.
Once again,
happy holidays. I hope you're enjoying the traditional Christmas weather like we are, 82 degrees and sunny.
So we're going to kind of keep it light today. Yeah, we'll probably punch out a few people along the way, but not near as many as we do on a normal basis here on the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI, if I hadn't said that already. I didn't either, did I?
No, you did not.
Big time professional radio. There was the guffaw.
That's what we're all about.
Yes, indeed. I tell you, people listen to this show just to see when one of us are going to fuck up.
Well, there you go. There's with the mouth again, with the language.
I still haven't heard from my agent. He hadn't said anything to me, so.
You know. Anyway, I spoke to Gil Christ this week, and even he's a little upset with it. Well, he's got his own problems this week, so. You saw that. Did you see the photo of the four grinning hyenas?
No, I didn't see that.
From the Oval Office, Trump, Pence, McConnell, and Ryan, all celebrating their screwing of America. They all sat there with a giant thumb. Each had a giant thumbs up. Now, Gilchrist was very upset. He's so upset, he tweeted about it. Along the lines of he was quite indignant that they were using the Gilchrist good time thumbs up. And that's a registered trademark. That's copyrighted. So, and believe me, to get Gilchrist to do anything is quite a feat. And once again, as a reminder, I am the conduit through which Gilchrist speaks to the rest of the planet here. You know, he's quite upset. It's a tough time of year for him because, you know, his brother gets all the attention at this time of year.
Of course.
You know, anyway. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Gilchrist a little bit later. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're going to keep it light here a little bit this week.
How'd you like the song, by the way?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. I thought the Elvis was wonderful, too, by the way.
The Elvis bit is an old bit. It's been around for, oh, my goodness, for decades. And it is a favorite of mine. The song... somebody sent it to me on Facebook. It's making the rounds of social media. There's a video that goes with it. The young lady that sings it. I don't know her name. It's new. Somebody sent it to Mike King sent it to me. And I heard it and it was just, I said, oh.
We got to do this.
Right. John and I had it as we normally do. We had our pre-show discussion. And instead of our usual open, I knew I wanted to play. At first, I was going to play the King's Christmas Message. That's the name of the Elvis bit. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed.
And I laugh every time I think about it. And then I came across this other, the Mueller Baby song. And I was thinking, which one do I want? I'll put one on the open, and then maybe we'll play another one near the end. Or I said, you know what? Screw it. Let's just play them both to start off the show. And I hope everybody enjoyed them. They're like I said, the King's Christmas Message is just I'm aware of it for at least 25 years. Anyway, moving on.
So you know, there was a reason that I mentioned that today is indeed Festivus. And I do believe that people have, we have actually lost the true meaning of Christmas. Now, this is, you know, this is nothing new. I mean, people have been bitching like that about that since I was a kid.
Put the Christ, you know, back in Christmas.
People stress. Mm-hmm. People stress out about Christmas. You know, did I buy this? Did I get this person a gift? Did I get that person a gift? Oh, God, I spent this much on this person. Do I have to spend this much on this person? We spend way, way too much time worrying about that. Now, I don't know if I'm on the other end as far as, you know, we all go out to church and we all celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, I kind of feel for Gilchrist's pain there.
Gilchrist doesn't really care.
Yeah, well, I understand.
It just means more people in the house. And.
But I do think that we spend way, way too much time stressing over that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm happy that the retailers can make a buck, you know, during this season. I think that, it's great. It's what, you know, a free society, you know, that's a different subject for a different story, but
that's a different time.
I think it's nice, but I think that it's way over commercialized. You're going to wind up, it's going to be like the NBA now, where now you're going, before long, whenever you say Christmas, you're going to say it is the Best Buy Christmas celebration.
You're thinking of the bowl games, but yeah, or even during any sporting event now, everything is sponsored. Oh, it's the Toyota Zamboni report, the Pizza Hut fast delivery, whatever. Pick your poison. And,
I gotta take us on a side trip or sidetrack here.
No, by all means, we're on the Santa Claus Express here.
Yes. Choo-choo. By the way, speaking of pizza,
yes.
Guess who has stepped down?
Papa John.
Papa John.
Oh, I thought it was a test. I thought that was. What do I get for having the right answer?
You stay on the air with me.
For those of you not watching us live on TV, which there's only one other person, but with a quite puzzled and bemused look on my face, as John threatens to take me off my own air. But that's okay. That's okay. Well, yes. And I got to say, this is a case where I don't feel bad for the guy. He should have kept his mouth shut on something he really had nothing to do with. He had nothing to do with that. He took a stand where one was not either needed or requested. So, again, I don't want to beat people up. It's 2 days before Christmas.
You know. Yeah, we just found out that where his bread is buttered, quite frankly.
Or where his dough is baked.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. We know how his pizza is sliced now.
Jesus. Well, he ain't slicing pizza anymore.
I can go on.
So, we wish him well in his future endeavors.
We do. We do.
But anyways, getting back to this whole thing of Christmas. Now, one thing that I definitely enjoy.
Sleigh bells?
You know what? Yeah, they're all right.
You're going to be sick of them by 10 o'clock.
Oh.
11 o'clock. Well, 10 o'clock your time. You're going to be sick
exactly.
of them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm going to abuse them.
You realize by abusing them, you're abusing me, right? You do get that, right?
I do get the correlation, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. But it is Christmas. And isn't it all about making Ed happy?
Well.
Wouldn't you love to have this in the background for the entire show?
Oh. It's lucky I don't have any hair to pull out. That's all I can say.
Clearly you met me in a previous life.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Anyway, what were you saying, sir? That was I cut you off. I interrupted you. I either you're stunned right now or your picture is frozen.
We're lucky here that we have, you know, the family is all here locally. We don't have anybody that's off somewhere or doing, you know, unlike you, I mean, you know, that's kind of, I mean, I feel kind of bad for you because all your family is up there in the Northeast.
That's exactly where we want them.
It's exactly where you want them. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. We discovered a long time ago how far away the buffer, what the minimum buffer zone is. And I live 1 mile further south than that, just to be sure.
Well, we aren't quite to that point yet.
Well, we're funded by the people you want to be with. As I say every year, I trust the holidays will be everything you want it to be or need it to be. And it's your holiday. Everybody's holiday is different.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Some people, it's all about gatherings with families. Others, it's going out volunteering and helping. Still others, it's about spending millions of taxpayer dollars on a golf game. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Exactly.
By the way, we didn't say we wouldn't take some shots. We just said we're going to be nice today.
Well, yeah, nice by our standards.
Well,
now Annie and I are only children. Have any brothers or sisters?
I got some. You want some?
No, not really.
I got a ton of them, man. I got people.
They got that Van Ness bloodline, so I'm good.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm not even the worst of the bunch. I'm a solid number three. I am a solid number three. There's no question about that. But
we have no brothers or sisters. Our parents have passed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Annie and I and the three kids.
Well, there you go.
All adults. It's but now here's the catcher with that. All three of the kids all are in relationships now. Not married, but all three of them now are in relationships.
So that's three more people involved in the holiday.
Oh yeah, the plot thickens.
Among other things, including my waistline.
Yeah. Come on, you're going to do something like that. You got to get a rim shot there. Come on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You're slipping.
I am. I can't even find it. I can't even find it. Wow, that stinks. Oh, there it is.
You're so late.
I am. Moving on.
What the hell is that?
It's something I'm turning off right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, why don't we go ahead and we can grab a couple of headlines here. I got a couple more thoughts as far as Christmas is concerned that we can kind of the rear and shut up.
I didn't say a word.
You didn't have to. I heard the wheels spinning.
Well, you didn't give me a chance. I mean.
So a couple of things
It reminds me of my favorite bar. You could drink at the and when you walked in, and there was gambling in the back room, and a sign outside said liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Oh Jesus Christ!
No, Bill Christ. So old.
That is so. Oh my God. As Annie would put it,
yes,
the old man jokes right now.
Oh no, there's nothing old man about that, but. Go ahead. You were going to bring something up that was going to thrill and enlighten us.
Well, a few of the headlines here I was looking at over the past week.
I think we have music for that. Hold on. Christmas headlines brought to you by John Shannon.
Oh my God!
I told you.
You're going to be the dummy yet.
That's the plan. That's what Annie pays me for.
By the way, I just thought I'd tell you that our audio is horrible, by the way.
It is. But that's okay. On the replay it'll be fine, I promise you. It'll be as if nothing ever happened. As if anything does happen on this show, but
it's going to take you about a week and a half though to patch it together.
It's my Christmas project.
By the way, we don't have any live call-in number if you were really that enticed into calling. If you
tweet us,
tweet us. There you go.
Tweet us
at Taxi Stand Hour.
We'll try to get a hold of you because Santa Claus has promised us a new communication system for the new year. Now, that doesn't mean next week, kids. But when we come back in the new year, we'll be here next week. We will be here next week, won't we, John?
Yeah, we'll be here.
We'll be here. I don't know why, but we'll be here.
It's, hey, it's another Saturday.
It's another Saturday. You are correct, sir. But in the new year, we have all sorts of goodies coming up. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, John, go ahead. You were going to invoke the great demon.
Well, from the UK, this kind of caught my eye. Surge pricing is up to 12 times the usual rate in the UK. And now this is a outfit that technically in London is not licensed to operate, but now they're charging 12x, and people are still a figgy pudding. I don't know. Apparently now Uber will be in the UK again, in London. Apparently they will, through the appeal process, they'll be running at least through April. What was the point? I still don't get that.
No, that makes no sense any way you cut it. And the only people it makes sense to is the clearly corrupt politicians over there in London and the UK in general. But what's more interesting this week, that yes. Uber is indeed a taxi company. Surprise, yes. Surprise. The VAT, the value in the UK and other European countries for that matter. Well, now this is all going to be applied retroactively. Uber may never make it to trial with Waymo. There may be we may be looking at July 4th, let alone Halloween, for this thing to implode. I mean, they have people coming at them from all sides now, and it's all starting to, the foundation is basically, it's standing on one card.
Mm-hmm.
And that card is torn and wet. It's ready to go. And that's a merry effing Christmas for everybody involved. There is, outside of the top brass at Uber, nobody truly benefits. Here's an example. Last night, I was on my South Beach, and so there was a surge. I got an offer for a call. It was 1.8. I said, okay, I'll take it. That's a couple of extra shekels. What I didn't realize was that it was a pool job, an Uber pool job. So I took the job. I hate doing those jobs, but I did it. Now, after the fact, I looked at the fare details to see what the customers had paid. The customers paid $2.99 apiece. Didn't matter where they went. I got more out of that, but Uber lost money. There were four passengers total. Two of them canceled. So they got charged $5. But it basically worked out to, it would have been about a $20, $25 ride for me. Mm-hmm. And Uber would have taken in the grand total of less than $12 because they're so hell-bent on pushing this pool idea. They're only charging people $2.99.
Regardless of where they go, how far they go?
Apparently, yeah.
Jesus.
Apparently.
Oh, my God. So now Liverpool is the next UK city that looks to be weighing the use of having Uber around. So I don't understand it. Why the UK is, they seem to be miles ahead of everybody here. Now, granted, there are a couple of Uber isn't even allowed, but they're catching on. Yes. In the UK.
Well, you know what else has happened?
Mm.
The payments have dried up.
Well, there you go.
That's what's going on. The payments have dried up, and you've got different people in positions of authority now who are not getting, or they're not getting the payments. And you know, and it's all coming home to roost. More and more things are coming out. There was a report this week that Uber said, "Oh no, the things we advertise, the amount of money a driver can make, that's absolutely accurate. It's just the drivers are too lazy to get out there and get it."
It's out there, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it's out there. Yeah. If you don't mind clubbing a little lady over the head.
Doesn't that sound a lot like some cab companies though?
Oh yeah. Oh, the potential's out there. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't get a call off your crappy dispatch system. You know, that was an argument we had for years. Well, there's plenty of work out there. How would we know? Your system's down half the day.
Oh, Merry I tell Christmas. You, that's a one thing that with the computerized dispatching.
Oh, I need to be happy.
You need to be happy. Happy, yes.
There we go.
About you.
I'm happy.
Oh, good.
Sleigh bells. Sleigh bells ring. Yeah, da, da. Things are glistening.
An Uber vehicle walking in has our left winter 89-year-old woman dead. And
a way to lighten it up, man.
Can you we pause on that one? That's. Authorities say the 42-year-old Uber driver and two passengers in the car, ages 79 and 89, were taken to a nearby hospital. Police say the 89-year-old Helen Malinowski of Brooklyn was later pronounced dead. The Uber driver has been arrested for driving with a suspended license.
Shocking.
Merry frickin' Christmas.
And a ho 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 to you all. That certainly deserves. I need to lighten up. There we go.
Lyft driver pulled out a gun on passengers and used a homophobic slur along.
Isn't that the one Justin was talking about a couple of weeks ago?
No, I don't think that was the one.
How many Lyft drivers are pulling guns on people?
This happened in Chicago, actually.
Were there four passengers?
Well, let's look at it here. A Lyft driver kicked two riders out of her car.
Oh, that's not it.
Yeah, used a homophobic slur and threatened to blast them with her handgun. A recently filed lawsuit against the rideshare company alleges. About 2 p.m. Saturday, September 1st. Now, this is a lawsuit, so this obviously happened a while ago.
Right.
Charlie Colvin, 31, and an unidentified passenger left the Sidetrack nightclub in Lakeview East neighborhood.
Wait a minute. What time of day was it?
Right. 2 a.m.
Oh, 2 a.m. I thought you said 2 p.m.
Did I? Well, I might have. Who knows?
Well, it being 2007 and all.
Yeah, David Muir, I'm not.
Moving on.
Yeah, anyways, during the ride, a heated argument ensued, and Rance kicked the men out of the car while brandishing a Smith & Wesson handgun. And no, she didn't say, "Go ahead, make my day."
You know, I had an altercation once with a maid in a hotel room, and I said to her, "Go ahead, make my bed."
Oh, the lawsuit says Calvin was in the back seat of the vehicle when Rance pulled a gun from her control console, pointed it in Calvin, "Get out of my expletive car."
See, she knows not to use the bad language.
Yeah, she used the bad language. It was the Chicago Tribune that decided not to print bad language.
You're getting a lump of coal.
Yes, they are.
You are. For your foul mouth.
A lump of coal.
For your foul mouth.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple more here.
Hold on a second. Tap the brakes there for a second.
What?
Tap the brakes. Let's take a moment. You know, if you're just going to read headlines, heck, we can buy, you know, we can get subscriptions to the newspaper for everybody. The point is here, we're going to talk about it. We're going to converse. We're going to exchange ideas, and you will fall in line with what I say. That is the format.
Surely you jest.
No, I'm not, and stop calling me Shirley.
Oh,
come
my
on,
God.
You set yourself up for that one. I can only imagine two drunk guys coming out of a bar. All right, she's whatever she is, and she's, look, this is what you get at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you have to have a very thick skin.
Yes.
Now, if she didn't like the fact that they were gay, look, if they're being goofy and they're busting your chops, pull over. Gentlemen, have a nice night. Watch me, I'm a magician. Poof, you're a pedestrian. Watch me turn you into a pedestrian. Poof. Mm-hmm. Pull up to a police car. Ask for assistance. There's any number of ways to do it. Once you pull that gun out, that's it. It doesn't matter. If you're not in immediate danger, that's presuming she's even licensed to carry a concealed weapon. By the way, and suing Lyft, you might as well sue your neighbor's pet chihuahua for all that's going to accomplish. Lyft is going to go, that wasn't our fault. That's a private independent contractor. We have no control what she brings in her car and how she behaves. By the way, it's in our terms of service that you will not hold us liable or responsible for anything bad that might happen in the vehicle. And by the way, that is exactly how it reads.
In
both the Lyft and Uber terms of service, that, you know, here's what could happen. And they put this whole list of stuff, you know, and, you know, you could be cursed at, beat up, pestilence and four horsemen and all manner of things. And we're not responsible, not for one lick of it. You take that up with the service provider. And you know who the service provider is?
The driver.
That is absolutely correct, sir. Absolutely correct. And for that correct answer, you get...
absolutely nothing.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Anyway. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Yes, indeed.
Do you want to talk about anything else?
Yes, I do.
What do you want to talk about?
This one kind of pisses me off a bit.
Well, we don't want that. Hold on. If you're pissed off, we got to make you happy. Some jingle bells, some sleigh bells. There we go. You feel better now?
Yes.
Okay.
For a moment. Houston man with a genetic disorder. I'll try that again. Houston man with a genetic disorder says an Uber driver canceled the ride because of his appearance.
Did you see the photograph that goes with that story?
I did. I did.
And that poor guy.
Yes.
That poor guy. If you haven't seen this photograph, all I can say is that the left side of the man's face, because of this genetic disorder, I don't mean to be rude or crude about this, but all I can describe it as is it looks like the left side of his face is a pile of poorly packed mud.
Yeah,
it's a very unfortunate, very, very unfortunate. The right side of his face is perfectly fine. It's the left side, and while it may not be the most attractive thing to look at, but it's not contagious.
Well, that's just it, you know. And here is where again the training comes into the sensitivity training,
right?
And not all cab companies have that kind of training. No. I understand that.
But to that man in Houston, we send him some sleigh bells because he needs them this holiday.
Yeah, I think he needs a little bit more. I think he needs a little bit of do-re-mi for that crap, to tell you the truth.
Once again, you must take all complaints directly to the service provider.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Look, when you agree to terms of service, everything we're using at this moment, every piece of equipment, every piece of software that makes this big-time professional radio broadcast possible, not meaningful, but possible, we have agreed to terms of service, to which we went, yes, click, accept, boom, move on. For all we know, we have agreed to let these companies come into our homes, rummage through our closets, and take the shoelaces out of all of our left shoes. For all we know, in the terms of service, the script to Caddyshack, we don't know what's in there because we don't read it.
Nobody ever reads terms of service. No. You're absolutely right.
No. What else you got?
End it with this particular one that'll make your day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. hacked and used in Russia. Oh my goodness. You know, we have discovered, if there is no other reason why we should why cab companies shouldn't have one major clearinghouse for every place in the country, because now all of a sudden you've opened up yourself as a target for hackers.
There is that.
Local cab companies, my company has an app. Your old company, I believe, has an app. I believe you told me.
Very good app.
Yeah.
By the way, go to Ride Yellow in your app store.
Concerned, especially the ones from Russia.
No, understand. No, you're missing the point. Why go after the Uber accounts? Because they all have a credit card attached to them.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though, is and it's no big secret, you know. Our app stores credit cards. I think, though, as memory serves, it's not served, or the credit card information isn't on our.
It's not on the server. No.
It basically broadcasts it to the driver. You know, the last four digits. It broadcasts that driver when the customer places the order.
Right. But again, with Uber, here's what you know. You know every one of these accounts has a credit and or debit card attached to it.
Right.
Every exactly. one of them. So it's worth it to go in and get 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. So, you know, it's I can see it. And it's Russia. I mean, look, President Putin, when he comes to live in the White House, I'm sure he'll straighten all this out. Sleigh bells. I need sleigh bells. Yes. All right.
All right. What else? What do you say? What do you say? We go ahead and
I am excited beyond belief. Wait.
What are you excited about? You're excited about it versus the
spread.
Say it.
Yes. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, it is your favorite time of the week. It is Ed versus the Spread. Our weekly foray into the wonderful, wonderful world of fake gambling on the NFL football games. I wasn't ready to see my screen. Okay, so last week was another dismal week for old Uncle Ed. Let's go for the week. You know,
Ed, do me a favor. I know you love the music in the background, but it's tearing you up right now.
Okay, so we're going to... John is do 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 do. How's that, buddy?
Much better.
There you go. All right. So as we speak here, we are looking at last week. I went 10-6. 10-6. A very good week. My goodness, it was a great week. I'm very good at this, by the way. Now let's go to
sunshine dog's ass every now and then.
Right. Now last week, my God, I went 1-2. It's so bizarre that the three games I pick every week are my losers. Uh-huh. And for the, I believe it's the fourth week in a row, guess who went 3-0?
Are you officially eliminated now, if I'm not mistaken?
No.
Let's see.
And we'll get to that momentarily. So.
27-15 versus 18-24.
Oh, by the way, for the year.
Officially eliminated.
No, I am not. I am 134-106. Over the next 2 weeks, if I win five games overall, I guarantee myself another winning record. I've never had a losing year. So at 20, you're 27-15. You've got a nine games picks. All right. So we're going to start with Uncle John here with one of today's games. Those Indianapolis former Baltimore Colts at the current Baltimore, not the Colts, Ravens. The Colts are getting, man, talk about a Christmas present. They're getting 13.5 points to show up in Baltimore. What say you, sir?
Gotta go with the Colts. I think that's too big of a spread.
You're gonna go with the Colts and get them points. Very good. We move down to the NFC South, where Tampa Bay will pick up another Christmas present of 10 points, visiting those Carolina Panthers and their creepy, creepy owner. Or soon to be former owner.
Former owner. Yeah. Carolina's scary right now. I'm going to take them.
You're going to take them and give up 10 points.
Yes.
What a guy. And finally, Here's one that'll be a head-scratcher for you. Jacksonville visits San Francisco, the city by the bay, the lukewarm 49ers.
That's a no-brainer. You got to go with Jacksonville on that.
You're going with Jacksonville. All right. So, now, here's my picks. I am taking Chicago, excuse me, at Soldier Field, giving up 7 points against those hapless Cleveland Browns. There's two games left. They're going for 0-16. They would have to at this point. Oakland at Philly. I think this is going to be a better game than a lot of people are going to make it out to be. That's Monday night. It's a Christmas night game. I'm taking Oakland and getting the 9 points, even though they're on the road. I think they'll play them close.
I do, too. And I hope I'm going to be a big Raiders fan on that one.
Yeah. And then finally, we've got those L.A. Chargers visiting the New York Jets. I don't think the Jets will win, but I certainly don't believe the Chargers are very poor at covering. And that's at this time of year, I use the whole year's worth of data to make these picks. So I'm taking the Jets and getting 7 points at Jimmy Hoffa's burial place. So to recap, I'm taking Chicago giving up 7, Oakland getting 9, and the Jets getting 7 at home. John is taking the Colts, getting a big whopping 13.5 points. Carolina giving up 10 points at home. And Jacksonville giving at San Francisco.
Now, I don't believe that. Jacksonville is playing good ball, and I don't understand that one at all.
So let's talk about the standings here. Now, as we all know, John, you've been cheating all year. We don't know how. We certainly know why. But you have been cheating. So, what we're doing for the final week of the year, next week, get ready, kids and kittens. This is the big one. He's not going to be able to cheat his way out of this one. Next week, you and I will go head-to-head on all 16 games. Now, kids and kittens, we won't do the picks on the air. I'll have John send me his picks, and we'll cover a couple of them. We will not go through all that over on the air. But this might turn into a very football-intensive show next week. So there you have it. That concludes Ed versus the Spread for this week. Remember, if you're going to gamble, don't listen to me. If I knew anything, I wouldn't be sitting here on a Saturday morning with this guy who cheats. Anyway, from all of us here at Ed versus the Spread, enjoy your holiday.
Oh, Mike, you are such a whiner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't have the first clue. You don't have the first clue how big of a frick. I didn't hear you there. Well, he's frozen up. I can't hear him.
Okay, here we are.
There
we're
you
back,
are.
Right?
Big we time. Hashtag big time professional radio.
Yes, indeed. Oh, well.
Go ahead.
You know what? Justin's actually calling us here. He's calling me via the Skype. I'm going to answer this real
there
quick.
There you go. I like the sound of that.
Mr. Justin. Hold on here. Let me put this on speaker. There you are.
Are you guys broadcasting right now?
We are.
Are we? I got some good news.
Justin's got some good news.
Excellent.
Just really quick. We are on our way to Green Bay right now to do RideSafe's first full-on surveillance project in Green Bay. We just acquired our first GoPro camera to help with this tonight, and we bought it from none other than a recently former Uber and Lyft who is now destitute and doesn't know how he's going to pay for his brand newly acquired Volkswagen Golf.
Oh, my God.
So he sold the GoPro to us for half. I felt a little bad for the guy, so I tossed him an extra 10.
Oh, well, that was mighty nice of you.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, watch Worldwide Anti-Uber Society today. The very first post on the website is going to be a live coverage throughout the day that we'll be broadcasting from Facebook from my account to the public. to show everybody how we do plate reporting, why the system works, and how effective it is.
You know, Ed, you should find a way to into that broadcast and put it on Radio TFI.
I believe I can do that, and I believe I will. At least the audio.
Well, we're going to start. It'll be on my... It's coming from my Facebook page, so you guys are both my friends.
Tell them I know that. I saw the post.
We're going to do our first live broadcast from my Facebook page. You'll be able to watch it or just put the audio through, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll put it through the... I think what we'll try to do is put the audio through.
Okay.
So that is fantastic, man. Seriously. So now, is this going to be going? Is this going to be going during or around the Packers Vikings game tonight?
Yes, it's actually focused on it, and we are actually coordinating with the Green Bay Police Department while it's going on. Commander Paul Abel of the Green Bay Police Department has taken an interest in scrutinizing Uber and Lyft vehicles more because of recent issues in Green Bay with them. Unsafe driving, criminal records. They also arrested two Uber drivers at the last Packer game, although they can't tell us what for.
Nice.
So I'm going to let you guys go because we're going to start our broadcasting in about 10 or 15 minutes. But you'll be able to see it from my Facebook, and I'll tag you guys in it when it starts.
Well, now, or is this something that's going to be going consistent through the...
About within every hour, I'm going to do a first broadcast. So from my Facebook page, it will be a series of videos being uploaded.
Okay.
And those will also be connected to the latest article posts on RideSafeWorld.com.
Okay. Well, we will cover that as much on as much on Radio TFI as we possibly can here.
Yeah, we're going to go all day. We're not stopping until 3 a.m. tomorrow.
Ooh. That is
we're going to cover bar time and a game.
That is fantastic, Justin. It really is. And if I haven't, we're doing yeoman's work out there in Green Bay. it is amazing. You are probably the only one that I can think of in the United States that has dedicated this much of your own time, because that's what this is. You know, when you're doing this, you're taking away from your you know, you're taking away from family time. You're taking away from making a living yourself. And
sorry,
it is definitely appreciated.
I'm more than glad to do it. It's for a good cause. And soon I won't be the only one. Actually, tonight I'm not the only one. We have a new volunteer with me.
Okay.
And we did get a good amount of funding recently from the Wisconsin Limo Association that, I also forgot to announce that we are now a 501c3.
You know, you're going to have to forgive me. I'm ignorant with that.
Oh, we're registered as a nonprofit organization now.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah. And that's because of the funding from the Wisconsin Limo Association. Mike Hartman, of Stardust Limo, who is a member, got us a donation, and that covered our filing for 501c3. But I really got to go, guys. I'll be broadcasting within about 15 minutes, and I'll tag you in that.
All right, Justin.
Tell them I'm working on it right now.
All right. Fabulous.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
You too, Justin. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Well, that's I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he is doing more for this cause and looking out for people than anybody that we are aware of in this country.
Well, yeah, that's, there are other guys, that are doing things, but one guy comes to mind here who was talking cryptic there. And it was like, it was getting to the point where I couldn't understand what he was trying to say. And we won't mention names or anything like that, but, I think you know who I'm talking about.
I believe I do.
We got about a little under 10 minutes left, it looks like. I wanted to get back to talking a little bit about the meaning of Christmas and that, if that's okay.
Sure. Okay. You
know, Christmas to me is about hope, I think, almost as much as anything else. Christmas is the time of year when you can kind of reflect on things that have happened over the year, what's been good, what's been bad. I've had some bad things happen to me right around Christmas. It was, as a matter of fact, not to get too macabre, but December 23rd is actually the date that my mother passed away. Some, 74, some 43 years ago. So, you know, so Christmas hasn't always been great, but you know, I'm surrounded by great people, wonderful wife, wonderful stepchildren. And I even like the people that the stepchildren are involved with. So, you know, life is that way. But, you know, for me, I have personally two wishes for Christmas. The one is a broad wish, is that we can finally, you know, the old saying for Christmas, peace on earth, goodwill to men, all of mankind, regardless of their nationalities, regardless of anything, goodwill to all men. And I would love to see this world just get along, for Christ's sake. You know, I'd like to see, and you sometimes pray for the impossible. I would like to see Donald Trump ratchet down his rhetoric towards North Korea. I would like to see Kim Jong-un do the same thing. I would like to see peace in the Middle East. You know, we have as the human race so much in common, and I would just that would be one Christmas wish, is just that the world be truly at peace with each other. The second one's a little bit on a little bit more of a personal note. Now, I haven't spoke of this much, but my lovely wife has gone through absolute hell over the last couple of years after a botched surgery. And she has had to basically reinvent her life around the ramifications of botched surgery. And if I have one wish in particular, that something's got to give, and she has got to stop suffering and stop having to alter her lifestyle because of somebody else's mistake. And that is my biggest wish for Christmas, is that she gets to actually enjoy a normal life again.
Well, that was very well said, and I hope all that, you know, I certainly concur with you, sir, on all of those things. And as I said earlier, not everyone's holiday is the same. Everybody has different looks, different takes on what the holiday season means to them, and different takes over the course of their life. Mm-hmm. What it means to you when you're 8 changes when you're 18, 28, or 58.
Exactly.
That being said, sure, I want to see everybody get along and be able to function, and people shouldn't have to suffer anymore. I guess that's the big question. Why is it that we do have to suffer? And for all of you good Christians out there, I know all about Eve and the apple. I'm not buying it, okay? That's how many generations could you punish? And again, I agree with John, and I fully concur that, you know, it would be nice if all those things could happen. I would only add one more thing to the list, and that would be if If my good friend and colleague here, John Channon, could find it in his heart to stop effing cheating me on football picks.
Not going to happen. You better pray to a higher God for that one.
I got Gilchrist in my corner, man.
Yeah, well, he ain't producing for you yet. That's for damn sure.
He's usually slouched over and passed out, but he's in my corner nonetheless. But that was very well said, young man. And I don't really have much to say beyond that. My take on the holidays is a little different, but I'm going to leave that and keep that personal.
I
want everybody to enjoy themselves, and you know, look, there's nothing like walking around a living room floor that's full of torn to shreds wrapping paper. One person I envy right now is my older sister. She has three young grandchildren, so Christmas is all about, they're going to be going nutty. The little one is less, not quite a year yet, but you know. But they're all in the same basic age range from three. I think the oldest is four. So she's got a whole bunch of years of children going berserk on Christmas morning. And there's nothing quite as soul saving and soul healing and addictive as the sound of a child's uninhibited laughter. And there's nothing like to hear kids running around on a playground screaming because they're living in the moment, and they're just enjoying the living daylights out of themselves. And that's something, if I had to wish it anything for everybody, that's, I believe that's where we're at stuff. And we were just able to move on, man. That got heavy in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah. But it was very well said. Yeah. I totally agree. Yeah. Couple questions for you real quick.
Yes.
First off, for you, first thing I want to ask you is, when, as a child, did you discover the fact there was no longer a Santa Claus? And I'm assuming that we have no 10-year-old listening right now.
What are you talking about?
Oh no! Did I pause?
What are you talking about? There's no Santa Claus. What the? What does that mean?
Okay, I gotcha.
Man alive. You know, if I didn't know any better, you know, well, what do you know? What a piece of timing. See, good old St. Nick. I know St. Nick. Well, he's drinking buddies with Gilchrist, but... Well, there you go, young man. We've finished another one.
I guess it's getting to be that time.
It is that time. Music's playing.
So another big time professional radio show is in the can, or not the can you're thinking of. So we will talk to you next week here on the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI, and stay tuned because we're going to bring you everything that we can on Justin's project there. So right, until next week. Adios.
Have a good holiday, kids and kittens. We'll see you next week. See ya!